I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The current environment in Nigeria presents a few dangers for Christians. Though we don't often hear about it in the West, the attacks are commonplace. So what's being done about it? We'll look into that, as well as visit a different situation in neighboring Niger. So here's what's happening. U.S. President Donald Trump and Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari are meeting at the White House today. Open Doors USA is asking President Trump to urge President Buhari to protect the Christians in his country. Open Doors' Sarah Cunningham explains.
Open Doors has learned that 19 people, two priests, and 17 worshipers were killed at a church in Nigeria this past Tuesday. So it's believed to be an attack carried out by a group we're getting to be familiar with. They're a militant group of herdsmen. They're a subset of the Fulani people. And it's really troubling because this group of militants, they're claiming so many lives that they're beginning to rival the level of Boko Haram in terms of threat.
After that attack, President Buhari only offered condolences. No steps have been taken for justice or for prevention.
The majority of the attacks that Open Doors has studied and the interviews we've conducted on the ground to kind of verify what's happened at these locations, we've seen time and time again that the majority of the victims are Christians. And so there is an ongoing religious element to this, and that is part of what needs to be addressed if this issue is going to be resolved.
You can help bring change to Nigeria by praying, advocating, and sharing this story of Nigeria's believers. Next, the 1040 window is a term referring to the regions of North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, which land between 10 and 40 degrees latitude north of the equator. Now, this region is highlighted for containing some of the most gospel-resistant societies in the world. Dennis Weens is with Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. He says they're asking people like you and me to join them in a prayer campaign called 1040 Prayer.
Sat7 in our 5 satellite TV channels covers the whole western half of the 1040 window. And so we're asking people to join us in prayer for the 1040. And what we're doing is asking people to pray 10 minutes a day for 40 days.
But the vision is deep, and it encompasses so many complex issues that only the gospel can solve.
We want to see a growing church across the Middle East and North Africa, and they need our prayer, our support. They need awareness. We need to correct stereotypes. A lot of people think the Middle East is hopeless because of all the trauma and hostility, but there's hope and there's God movements taking place, and everybody can join in, and it starts with prayer.
You can begin this 40 days of prayer at any time. Sat7 will send you a weekly email with specific prayer points. Head to our website and we'll get you connected with more details. And in a remote area of Niger, a ministry partner of Christian Aid Mission witnessed the desperate need of regular nutrition and income. Christian Aid's Sarah Simba.
Malnutrition is one of the biggest issues in Niger, and it's simply due to poverty and lack of education. So those two are the main reasons why many children suffer and die from hunger.
So the ministry's responding by educating villagers on proper diets and giving goats to orphans and impoverished families. This provides them with daily milk and nutrition.
This has proven to be the best way for them to prevent malnutrition and fight in reducing poverty in that part of Niger. And it gives them an income, and it's an ongoing income. It's sustainable, and it's a one-time gift that they are able to develop it, to sustain it. And most of the recipients, they end up having their own herd of goats, which is a pride for them, and really a heart of thankfulness grow within them. And they see their community being changed. And that's why the impact of this ministry is very appreciated, even by the local authorities.
You can come alongside Christian Aid by giving a goat to an orphan or a family in Niger, and your gift would be a reminder of God's provision and love to that family. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, the Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll not only explain more, but also help you pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.